Mike, it appears that you guys made a really great decision to change the time of practice today.
Oh, absolutely. Executive decision up top, so it was a good decision. We got our work in, now we got our meetings to go.
Do you tell the young guys, even though yesterday they had the day off, they can do what they want, do you have to tell them, or do you think they know to still get in the playbook and make sure to, you know, stay on top of things they've just been picking up?
It's just reiterated, you know, even myself, I had to tell myself, I got a day off, you know, even though you got a day off, you still want to peek at the playbook, you still want to come in and get treatment, get stretched, do the little things to get your body ready for the next day, because having a day off and not completely doing anything is not too good, so you definitely tell the young guys that, and myself, so everybody.
How up to speed is the defense as a whole with the playbook?
Oh, it's going very well. You know, we're getting the chemistry down. We run into the ball. We're playing fast. Everything is coming into play. So it's not too hard. It's not difficult at all. So we're getting it done.
How long does that chemistry take? I mean, you got a lot of new faces back there. You know, different things, different schemes.
Yeah, it definitely do. And I think the OTAs helped a lot. The OTAs and the mini camp, that definitely helped, gave us a little boost. But other than that, you know, once we get into preseason games, you're gonna start to see us gel, start seeing us not making the calls, but give it the corner or a linebacker a nod, and they already know what you're gonna do or know what you're thinking, and that's the point we want to get.
You guys got to look at the hurry up for the first time today. What do you think of the offense and the way they improved it?
Impressive, you know, and it's just making us better. It's getting us conditioned. It's getting us mentally focused as well, because we have to make those calls and get it out quick, because, you know, Peyton, you know, he gets the offense going, and once he get it going, you know, and you don't have time to make that call, there's a problem. So it's training us also on the defensive side of the ball, whether it's physically and mentally.
We just talked to Jacob Tammy. He and Joel Dreesen, pretty potent tight ends. What kind of problems are they going to have posed for defenses this year?
Oh, they're going to cause a real problem. I expect those guys, when you mention the Gronkowskis and the Grahams, I expect those guys' names to be mentioned also, especially Jacob, a fast guy, looked like a receiver type. And Joel, he's with the Texans, he's been playing and doing his thing, so I expect both of them names to be mentioned as well, especially with Peyton Manning at the helm, that helps.
Mike, there seems to be some uncertainty in the kick return, and then all of a sudden you're back there today. Is that something you expect to be doing when the season starts?
You know, I try to put the pressure on the young guys, you know. I'm an emergency guy. If they need me back there, I'll be back there. I did it a little bit when I was with Cleveland with Josh Cribbs. When they got scared to kick it to Josh, they kick it to me and squib it to me, and I got a chance to run the ball. But it'll be fun, you know. If my number's called, I'll step up to the challenge.
We're going to let you in.